Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me at the start of a new week, the final week in the month of July. A week from today, and we will be into August already. And as we return to the Bible today in the book of Romans, we come back to this description the Apostle Paul gives of Roman Christians. He calls them the beloved of God. The start of Romans chapter 1, verse 7 reads, "To all who are the beloved of God in Rome." And we want to know what it means to be the beloved of God. What does it mean that God loves us? If you were with us last week, then you heard me share about my own struggles to accept the love of God for me. Intellectual acceptance in the mind is one thing, but emotional acceptance in the heart is quite another with me. As I shared with you, I believe intellectually that God loves people. I believe theologically or biblically that God loves people. And I believe God loves you. Whoever you are, God loves you. But my dilemma came imagining the love of God for me. And we talked about two major reasons why I struggle to be loved by God. The first is the presence of sin in my life and wondering how God could love such a sinful man. The second is being the son of a human father who does not love me. The rejection I feel as an unloved son is rejection I have transferred or projected onto God as my heavenly father. Since my earthly father rejects me, then my heavenly father must also reject me. Since my earthly father does not love me, then my heavenly father must not love me. That is how my logic has worked in the past, and admittedly, this line of thought still hangs on in the periphery of my mind. You might want to know how I have dealt with this problem. Have I made a connection between the love of God and the love of God for me? Well, the honest answer is I'm working on it. Oh yes, I am a work in progress. Like Philippians 1 verse 6 says, God has begun a good work in me, and he will keep working in me until the day of Christ Jesus. I do not have all the answers, not even close. But I have been greatly assisted by asking and answering this question. How do I know God loves me? I can make the statement, God loves me. But how do I know that he loves me? Where is the evidence? Or if you would, where is the proof? Something similar is at play in human love. Parents often think their children should just know they are loved. Love is assumed. Maybe you found yourself wanting to defend my dad last week with this line of reasoning. He loves you, but he just doesn't show it. Or, he just doesn't know how to show it. This also happens with one spouse to the other. A husband thinks, my wife should just know I love her. I do not have to constantly prove it. Oh, really? I reject that. Every one of us ought to know that we are loved because the other person shows their love. Love is spoken. Love is demonstrated. Well, I have good news for you from God, and we'll learn about that on the next edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.